President-elect Trump has said he'll replace the Affordable Care Act, and several Republican governors say they're putting the optional expansion of Medicaid, including in Obamacare, on hold till they see what happens. Well, that's chilling news for gunshot victims. As the New York Times Science section recently reported, doctors have seen a surprising effect of the Affordable Care Act, shooting victims, often young, uninsured men, who are treated in emergency rooms after being shot, but can't afford follow-up care, are now finally getting it, sometimes decades after being shot, because of that Medicaid expansion. Before the expansion, Medicaid was available for those who were poor and, you know, poor and pregnant, poor and disabled, poor and elderly. Men who'd survived a gunshot were considered able-bodied, even if in terrible pain. Now, Medicaid expansion makes Medicaid available to everyone who makes $16,000 a year or less. Dr. James Piebersky is a trauma surgeon at DMC Detroit Receiving Hospital. He joins us from the studios of WDET in Detroit. And Dr. Piebersky, so emergency treatment of, say, a gunshot wound to the stomach would have been covered before expansion. But and this is a very delicate topic. If you get shot in the stomach, you might get a colostomy bag. Start there.
Well, at times, in a if there's a devastating injury to the bowel, particularly the colon, it's unsafe to repair it and put it back together at the same time. So you bring out the undamaged end into an ostomy so that the bowel passage can go outside the body while the other parts of the bowel heal. Mm-hmm. And then after a period of healing, you can put that back together. It's an elective procedure at that point.
And that's not covered or wasn't covered.
It wasn't covered because it's not emergent. So people that had no ability to pay were often found it very hard to get that scheduled, an elective procedure. It isn't a life-threatening situation. It's very inconvenient to have it, but you can live the rest of your life out with a colostomy, although you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. And there were other injuries. We read about people who maybe had lost part of their skull and couldn't get that replaced. They were advised to wear helmets.
Yeah, that can happen if there's a skull piece missing or there's something else. And again, emergently we're taken care of, but then some more follow-up would not be done. It also went into things that are very common, such as long-term follow-up for like physical or occupational therapy for nerve injuries or extensive orthopedic injuries.
Okay, so now we have the Medicaid expansion in many states. Adults who earn $16,000 or less a year are covered. And so what did you start to see?
What we saw was the ability to follow up these patients with things like colostomy closures. And we were talking about that once the Medicaid became available. Then later on, all their follow-up care was much easier because there was a payment plan for the hospital for elective procedures like a colostomy closure.
Well, we should say some of the people featured, it's not as if they were in gang life, even if someone was, you'd want them to have recovery. But it's not as if they were all in gang life. Some were shot by accident. I mean, their lives were upended.
Oh, no doubt. This affects all types and forms of society. It doesn't have to be violent related. Of course, it can be gang related. That can happen. But all sorts of people end up with penetrating trauma, and even blunt trauma can result in these. And you can get the need for one of these in a car accident. So it was all walks of life.
So tell me about your own experience. What are you seeing there at Detroit?
We saw things like that ability to get the colostomies taken care of and getting reversed faster. Having a colostomy is not life-threatening, but if you don't have the wherewithal, you also can't have the supplies to take care of your colostomy. So also having Medicaid allowed them to have the proper colostomy bags, the appliances to put on. Otherwise, they would at times have to use very makeshift lay items, grocery bags, bread bags, tape to try to fashion themselves with colostomy bags if they couldn't otherwise afford the proper medical supplies.
We're reading about a situation in South Chicago where, you know, somebody couldn't get the gauze they needed because it cost $49, so they were using paper towels.
Those kind of, again, substitutes for, the medical supplies, it can often be used. You use what you can, obviously, and what's available to you if the proper medical supplies are not.
Well, you know the criticism of the expansion of Medicaid, that while the federal government is covering it initially, ultimately some of those costs are going to go back to the state. They feel that takes away from education, from other costs that states have if they expand it from poor women and children to young men who are gunshot victims. Your response?
The Affordable Care Act also allowed more elderly people that were in their, that weren't the young, but the 40s and 50s and people before they were eligible for Medicare to also get involved into Medicaid. And then things like they could get screening colonoscopes done. We provide a lot of other care besides trauma care. And that kind of screening is good for a population across the board, holds down overall medical costs. If you can do a screening colostomy on a patient who's 55 and discover two polyps that don't go to cancer, you save a lot of money in the long run, let alone the suffering that goes to, you know, to the patients that require major surgery. So it's not it does certainly affect the trauma patients and their abilities to recover and to get physical therapy and occupational therapy and get back to jobs. But it also affected a wider variety of people than just trauma patients along the board. And that was seen all across the hospital system and our particular hospital.
That's Detroit trauma surgeon James Tyburski talking about how Medicaid expansion in several states has helped shooting victims get long-awaited follow-up procedures and social services. Doctor, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.